What's your name?
Steph.
You're what?
Steph.
And what do you do, Steph?
I work in a vape shop.
You work in a what?
In a vape shop.
You work in a vape shop. It's God's work she's doing. Trying to fucking deal with her own oral fixation, I shouldn't wonder. And who are you here with?
My mother.
Your mum? She's disappointed. She wanted so much more from you. Like John Richardson. What is it? Now you're saying John Richardson's your dream boy. She likes John Richardson. Fucking hell, they got a thing for short guys. Why couldn't he be shorter? Damn it. So you work in a vape shop. What about mum? What do you do?
I'm a GP receptionist.
A GP receptionist? Of course you fucking are. I keep telling people there's no appointments is your fucking job, right? I don't know, go to a pharmacist, fucking walk it off, take a Lemsip, fucking do your thing. Right? Fucking, yeah, that's about right, great.
What's your first impression of Plymouth?
What's my first impression of Plymouth? I'm gonna fuck my sister. That's my. That would be the. That would be the impression I would go to. But you know, it's not my only impression of Plymouth. There's also, I work in a vape shop, sling it at me. There's also, me and my mum are going to double team you. That there's also. My best what?
Cornish.
Cornish joke. I just do jokes about inbreeding in general, and I feel it will cover that. And I get a lovely response from the Cornish, a lovely round of applause. It's always a little bit louder down there as well because there's more hand. Huh? You've got three young daughters looking for a man? Is this Game of Thrones? Well, hang on, are you having relations with all of them? What's... Oh, no. I've got three young daughters here. I abducted them at different times, so there's not a lot of... God love you. Well, it's nice to have you here. Thanks for bringing them along. How old are your girls? What are they? Hello, ladies. If it's any consolation, ladies, you never stood a chance. A lot of addiction issues are heritable, so really just lean into it. Fucking hell. It's like the Wests have turned up. He's got three daughters with him, the rest are under the patio. All right. Hi, Jimmy. Can you please say hello to my husband, Mark, who is going to be a dad for the sixth time in July? Where's Moray, Mark? Where's Mark?
I'm here.
Mark's there. Hi, Mark. Six kids. What? Where's the lady? Is this your lady? Fucking hell. I imagine it's going to walk out, isn't it? How many mums are involved in six kids, Mark? Mark? Three different mums. And is this two each? Two each. This is fucking great. This guy's fucking a job creator. This is... Fucking hell, Mark. And what do you do for a living, mate?
Work for the RAC.
You work for the RAC, so you've got a recovery vehicle. Have you considered, and it's just a suggestion, leaving? Just fucking run. There's six of them. What about you start a new life in South America? They've got recovery trucks there. You'll learn to love again. If we know anything about you, it's you'll learn to fucking love again. fucking hell. Will set off her laugh uncontrollably. Please tell a joke about penguins. This is her third anniversary present. Where's the lady that's obsessed with penguins? Where are you? It's not the third anniversary of you and your daughter, is it, Jesus? Well, who's obsessed by penguins?
Over here.
Over here. Oh, hello. Yeah, hello. What, why the obsession with penguins? What's going on? Because they're cute. What age are you, madam? 23.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the horrible way to find out, really, worst case scenario, but you might be retarded. There's a very real chance you're developmentally subnormal. I mean, I agree, penguins are fucking cute, but what the fuck? And who are you with?
Penguins.
So you don't just like cute things. You're also willing to fuck that. Okay. Good. And obsessed, would you say? What do you do for a living?
I'm in uni.
What are you studying? Psychology? Are you just trying to find out what's the matter with you? It'll be in a book somewhere. Fucking good luck, love. I got nothing on penguins. I've got very low in pingo material. I'm so sorry. I feel like I've let you down. I'll be all right. Special occasion. My son, Adam Dingley, has a sports scholarship in the USA and leaves in August. Also, wish my daughter, Holly, good luck for her nursery apprenticeship on Monday. Fucking hell, it's all happening here. Where's Holly and Adam? Where are you? Hi. All right, Adam, where are you going in the States? What, sorry? Omaha. Oh, very good song by the Counting Crows, if you're interested. Yeah, nice. And what are you going to do there? I'm an athlete. That's a fucking weird thing to say. You're aware of that, right? I'm an athlete. What sort of athlete? What's he? A 110 meter hurdler. That's fucking high. Well, 10 meters, fucking incredible. It's a lot of fucking pressure on the back of your legs. And you got a scholarship to go to the States. This is congrats. You're going to have a fucking amazing time. Try and get a green card. I think it's going to be an incredible 20 years for them. They're going to double their industrial base. You'll be fine. I notice you've got a headband on. Maybe take that off until August. Pop it back on when you get there. There's a lot of very mean bullies here. And what about the girl? What, Holly, you doing nursery? Hi, Holly. You all right? Are you taking care of babies? What? Yeah. Okay. When you're away, I might fuck your sister. No, because it's Plymouth and she might miss him. Go on. Please give a birthday shout out to the Benidorm Queen, Kay Nixon, who's 50 today. She smoked more fags than Madge. She smoked more fags than Madge. Someone is fucking hammered. Where's Kay? Where are you, Kay? Okay, we're listening for a husky voice. Where are you, Kay? Exhibit A. What do you do, Kay? What do you do? Not a lot. It's for the best. What if the benefits office find out? Go on, Kay. And why are you the Queen of Benidorm? You just spend a lot of time there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that mystery was solved pretty easily. And how many fags are you smoking a day, Kay? Did you just wheeze as a response? How many cigarettes do you smoke a day?
Were you trying to cough up a lung so you could see? Oh. So you're 50, but how can I put this nicely? Not long now. I don't know what you got for your birthday, but I hope it was a fucking Nicorette patch. Good luck.
I'm single. How do I find a guy like you?
You're single. How do you find a guy like me? Well, we're going to need a time machine. That's an incredibly flattering question.
I'm drunk.
What, sorry?
I'm drunk.
You're drunk. There's very few situations in my life where I wish I had a moustache. But I wish right now I had a moustache that I was able to twizzle. She finds me attractive and she's drunk. Yeah, I don't mind if I do.
How can we cancel Blackpool?
What, sorry?
How can we cancel Blackpool?
How come you cancelled Blackpool? What, I cancelled Blackpool? I think Blackpool cancelled itself. I'm doing Blackpool, I think, in September. Are you from Blackpool?
No.
I'm struggling. I like the fact you're thinking of people less fortunate than you, though, aren't you? You know, it's all very well being in Woking, but we're fine. It's a beautiful sunny day. We've all had barbecues. There's people up in Blackpool. What the fuck are they doing? Nothing. Just drugs. Are you from Blackpool?
We're meant to come and see you in Blackpool.
What, sorry?
We're meant to come and see you in Blackpool.
You meant to come and see me in Blackpool. Where do you live currently?
Shropshire.
Shropshire. Okay, you've got a carbon footprint like a fracking Wookiee. Wait until I go to Cheltenham and fucking go there. Jesus. The fact this guy's fucking travelling. Although by the looks of things, Maybe that's a lifestyle choice.
How is it to be a dad?
How is it to be a dad? I'll be honest with you, fucking glorious. Sorry, I was a bit sincere. It's fucking great. I just think being a dad, it makes every other status game that you're in, whatever career or whatever the fuck you're solving for in life, as soon as you have a kid, you just go, yeah, that'll do. Duh. It's true. If anyone would like me to put a baby in them, I'm more than happy to help. Not you, you're a nutter. It's really good fun. I suppose it's that thing where all the things that are negative about having a kid are measurable, right? Lack of sleep, lack of time, the energy you have to put into it. It's all quite measurable stuff, whereas the benefits are immeasurable. But it's like, it's just better stuff. It's just joy and purpose and all of those things. And I sort of think in life, we spend so much time sort of, you know, doing measurable things because they take priority. And then we give up the stuff we really want. We make money to give us time, but we're giving up the time to make the money. What the fuck? Yeah. It all got a bit serious. Wait a second, this isn't a podcast.
How much sleep do you get every night?
What, sorry?
How much sleep do you get every night?
How much sleep do I get every night? I'm not bad, you know, maybe 7 hours? Something like that. What are you a parent?
No.
You're not a parent. You're just wondering how much sleep is involved. Are you worried for me with the kids? I know I get quite a lot of sleep. I mean, occasionally one of the staff will wake me up by accident. But that's my kids are very little, so I can't wait to meet them. And you haven't got a baby. What's your name?
Vic.
What? Vic. Hi, Victoria. What do you do, Victoria?
Theatre, trying a bit of stand-up.
Theatre, trying a bit of stand-up. This is good. I want to be nothing but encouraging, Vic. I would say go to the Edinburgh Festival. That is the crucible of it, and that's where all the sort of action is. And then you sort of find your class, your graduation class, if you go up there, spend a few years. It's a much better fun thing to do in the summer than go to fucking Spain and get a suntan. What do you want on a summer holiday? You want fun, right? Well, fun is fucking made at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Best of luck. That's that. What, sorry?
When are you going?
When am I going? I'll do Blackpool on the way.
Are you self-conscious about your hands?
Am I self-conscious about my hands? Not until right now. They're coming for me. Why would I be self-conscious about my hands?
They're fucking weird, man.
They're fucking weird. I got weird hands?
Yeah. They're fucking long.
What are you saying? They're fucking long. He's gone. They're fucking long. He's got weird hands. What, sorry?
Salad fingers.
Salad fingers. Has your mum been talking? Well, this is now. Let's open this up to debate. A bit. I don't know what can be done, sir. More surgery. I'll come back looking like King Charles, just some delicious looking sausages. Well, at least Prince Andrew, yeah, those are very different fingers. Why do these smell weird? He's in your Pizza Express, isn't he? He's around here somewhere. Oh, great, okay, that's enough. That's not really how this bit works. Where's the end of that sentence? What question would I ask if I was a Saturday... on the phone-in to the chef on Saturday Kitchen, what would I ask? This question comes up at most shows. That was such a bad question, that man left. So you want me to kind of prepare mentally for the fact that one morning I might go, I should give Saturday Kitchen a call. Check how they're doing. All right, fellas? Couldn't send some toast round, could you? That show should just be hangover cures, in my opinion. The whole of Saturday and Sunday Kitchen, anything on before noon on a Saturday, Sunday, should just be someone saying very gently, do you know what? Get yourself a Coke and a Twix and some Salpadine. You'll get through this. What's the question? I would ask them. I'd ask them a food-related thing. I would say, "I met a guy in Woking. What was he eating to make him so fucking fat?" It's genuinely made me giggle. Who's your comedian Mount Rushmore? Jake. Where are you, Jake? Where's Jake? He's already fucked off. Of course he has. He's busy. Oh, he's there, it turns out. Hi, Jake. I think you've got to have Richard Pryor and George Carlin on the Mount Rushmore. And I would go Louis C.K. and Chris Rock. I think. I don't know. Dave Chappelle is the fucking man.
Yeah. Eddie
Murphy. These are all excellent choices. But, I mean, Wanda Sykes. Fucking, there's loads of great comics. Yeah. Fuck, I'm not in it, am I? God damn it, I'll try harder. Hi, Jimmy. I'm a 54-year-old man, and I nearly bought a VW Beetle convertible this week, which my friends seem to object to. What's your view on it? Where are you, mate? Where are you? Hi. Oh, there's nothing the matter with being gay. It's a tremendous car for any, you know, cock-hungry guy. It's a nice way to tell your family, I think. Oh, Dad's back in his convertible Beetle. It's much nicer than having them walk in. Blah, blah. There's a certain dignity to it. Fuck it, get the car, treat yourself. You only live once, mate. If you like it, fucking have it. I fucking love a convertible Beetle, right? Is it like, is it the old one? You stop talking to me. What? Take the cock out of your mouth. Is it the old one or the new one? The new one. Fucking get it, treat yourself. You'd be all right. It's also, it's got a little thing on the dashboard for a flower. Please give a shout out to Max Thompson, not long turned 16, plus doing his GCSE, and his prom is coming up. He is a massive fan. Thank you. Love his mum and dad. Oh. Where's Max? Where are you, Max? Hi, Max. Where, up there? Where? Where am I looking? Down here. Hi, Max. What's your plan for life, my young friend? You don't know yet. Well, that seems pretty fucking reasonable at 16, I would say. You're going to need a plan at some point. Or are you going to stay on at school? I said, are you going to stay on at school? You think you'll stay for the A-levels? Oh. It's going to be a long drive home this evening. Mum and Dad were hoping you were going to go, yep, and you've gone, eh. Well, fucking best of luck, man. Thanks for coming to the show. I fucking super appreciate it. Thank you so much. Happy birthday. Don't worry about the exams too much. Try and relax.
He wants to be a train driver.
He wants to be a train driver? Okay. Says you're 16, not four. What the fuck are you doing? Like, if we had to pick a job that AI is definitely going to be doing in fucking 5 years, train driver's fucking right up there, my friend. What's
he? He's still got the crayons.
He's still got crayons. Okay. Have you given any thought to what you might say if you phone Saturday Kitchen? I ask everyone. It's a very reasonable question.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.